news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Okay, it is time for the news, but I'm not quite sure where to begin. There's so much going on. Let's try this. Nancy Pelosi seems to have gotten her way as Donald Trump agrees to a new two-year budget deal, which suspends the debt ceiling until July of 2021 and eliminates the sequester budget caps put into place in 2011. The next steps are getting the deal through Congress and Trump's scrawl on the page, which might not be as easy as it sounds. Many of Trump's staunchest conservative House allies are already grousing. Republican Chip Roy of Texas tweeted, "To the best of my knowledge, the current spending deal fails in virtually all respects, setting aside more support for defense. It busts caps further, increases debt, funds Planned Parenthood, yet does not fund ICE and border security fully, so it does not hashtag do what we said." By the way, Chip Roy just got a new challenger in Wendy Davis in Texas. Watch out for Wendy Davis. So it is up to Nancy Pelosi to convince a huge number of her Democratic colleagues to carry this package across the finish line. If it is to pass, it will pass with Democratic votes. The question is, will the big increase in spending and no big cuts get them to support the package? And then, will Trump do another flip-flop or will he sign it? Who knows? We'll see. Well, the UK has a new prime minister. The Financial Times reporting, Boris Johnson is expected to be crowned Conservative leader on Tuesday, but he stands to inherit a party deeply divided on Brexit, its parliamentary majority on the brink of disappearing, and MPs on alert for an early general election.
Boris Johnson, 92,153. And therefore I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
And above all, I want to thank our outgoing leader, Theresa May, for her extraordinary service to this party and to this country. There will be people around the place who will question the wisdom of your decision. And there may even be some people here who still wonder what they have done. And we know the mantra of the campaign that has just gone by. In case you've forgotten it, probably have. It is deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat Jeremy Corbyn. And that is what we're going to do. And I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do. And we are once again going to believe in ourselves and what we can achieve. And like some slumbering giant, we are going to rise and ping off the guy ropes of self-doubt and negativity.
For a more nuanced look at Britain's new prime minister, we turn to John Oliver and Stephen Colbert.
It's chaotic and it's about to get worse.
And I'm kind of off the caring about what happens with Brexit train because it's just taken so long for anything to happen.
Is,
yeah. I'm like, let me know when it all implodes or doesn't happen, whatever.
That's fair.
But I'm interested in who the next prime minister is going to be because the leading guy right now, correct me if I'm wrong, is a guy named Boris Johnson.
Correct.
Tell me about him, because he looks like a failed clone of Donald Trump. He looks like they tried to clone Donald Trump with a toenail clipping, and it didn't quite take.
And
what's his deal?
To say he's like a failed clone of Donald Trump is perfect, because it's an insult to both of them somehow. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. I guess he's likely to become prime minister.
But what's
next
his
week.
Deal? Like, what's his deal? He known for?
Like entitlement from an early age, a kind of deep, white hot ambition pulsing through his life, no real principles to name of any kind.
Uh huh.
A kind of.
And what about Boris Johnson? What's he like?
Misery loves company, I guess. Remember back a few weeks ago when Mike Pence had a trip to New Hampshire that was abruptly canceled, the plane turned around, all that? Well, here's what happened. If Pence had stepped off the plane, one of the people he would have been seen on the ground with was under investigation by the DEA for moving more than $100,000 worth of fentanyl from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. All righty then. And Puerto Rico is at a standstill. Hundreds of thousands of people swept through San Juan on Monday, shutting down a major highway and paralyzing much of the city in the latest of a series of furious protests over the island's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosello. The protest was one of the largest ever seen on the island as Puerto Ricans streamed into the capital on buses, some on planes from the mainland, in a spontaneous eruption of fury over the years of recession, mismanagement, natural disaster, and corruption that have fueled a recent exodus. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, where you can find all the past episodes of the show and listen anytime you want.